here we are again on Monday morning, and snow is coming down. It looks like it slowed down a little bit, but it was coming down pretty heavy earlier. We expect 3 inches additional accumulation by morning, and the roads are extremely bad out there. They've already decided to close Jefferson County schools, and you can get a complete listing by calling 589-NEWS, complete listing of all the closings that we have. We'll broadcast them again just right after the talk show ends at 3 o'clock.
Well,
in MIT, there's a professor saying that the next 3 years are going to be like this one, as far as the weather goes. That's what he says. He says we're going to have cold weather for the next 3 years, and it's all due to warm air in the polar regions, and it's forcing the cold air down and making all this terrible snow and mess and stuff. And what else does he say? Oh, yes, we're going to have a cold spring. A cold, cold spring. This is going to be a long, cold winter. And President Carter wants the thermostats turned down to 65 degrees and even lower at night, because the energy situation in this country as far as natural gas and heating oil goes, it's extremely critical. And he wants the temperature kept cold. That's what he says. And actually, it makes sense. A lot of people have been getting heating bills of over $100 for a month. It looks like you'd want to do all you could to keep that down. That's horrible. And I think that's supposed to trim your heating cost 15% or something like that. I'm not sure of the exact figures. Well, because of the bad weather this morning, we were going to have Millie, the world-famed, nationally-famed psychic, on. But the bad weather and the bad driving conditions forced a cancellation of that. So we have our very own cancellation this morning. We're going to try again next week. It's been 3 weeks we've been trying to have Millie on. And 3 weeks we've had bad weather. We're going to try again next week. Well, down in Shelbyville, Kentucky, there is a pinball place. And you go in there, they have a new machine. They have a new type machine. Now, it's based on the movie Death Race 2000 that starred none other than Kung Fu David Carradine. And what you do, you sit down, and you have this steering wheel, and you drive like a car. And there are people who run out all around. And you try to hit them, and whenever you hit one of them, a cross comes up, and you get a certain number of points. And two people sit there and play this. They try to get the most points. They try to hit the most people. And it's based on the movie. Now, I'd never seen this movie. I'd seen advertisements for it. But it must have been something. I can't believe they have stuff like this. David Carradine was the star of this movie. Now, Death Race 2000, I assume that it takes place in the year 2000. And the cars, I think 20, 30 cars race in this movie. And the one who came in first got to be president. The one who killed the most people got a bunch of money. And they had such scenes as nurses pushing old people out in the middle of the road for the cars to run them down. And as the cars were coming, they'd have the old people out there, and the nurses went back behind something so they wouldn't get hit. So the cars saw the old people there, and they decided to pull a fast one, so they dodged the old people and went back behind this partition and ran down all the nurses. And the Girl Scouts in this movie were electing a girl to have the honor of standing in the middle of the road and being run down by a car. Amazing. Amazing. And now they got pinball machines based on this. You try to kill the most people that you can. And I understand there are more death games coming. Now, let's see. The old folks in the movie, if you hit an old person, you got 150 points. Teenager was 50 points. And if you hit a kid, you only got 25 points. Amazing. Can you believe they have stuff like that out? It's like that snuff movie that was supposed to come out a year or so ago. I guess it did come out. Supposed to depict an actual murder. It's supposed to have been made in South America, and three girls were supposed to have been actually murdered on the screen right before your eyes. Now, that turned out to be a hoax. But there supposedly are genuine snuff movies circulating in underground circuits, and you can see them if you know the right people and are willing to pay the price. But it's just disgusting, the level we have sunk to in this country. Speaking of disgusting, the Manson movie is going to be back on again. The movie that broke all records for viewership. Can't believe it. It's going to be back on again tonight. Let's see, a movie that's on now, Roots, had part one on ABC tonight. And it was really a good movie. They'll have, I think the next 7 nights, they'll have a two-hour version of Roots. And it's based on the book Roots by Alex Haley. Now, what they should have told you at the beginning of the thing, they just went right into it. They should have given some background. Now, I think it's been in the paper, but in Reader's Digest several years ago, they published a condensed version of the book and also an explanation as how it came to be written. And Alex Haley's grandparents, who lived down south, were all the time chanting this, something about Kunta Khan or the African or whatever. Anyway, they were chanting this thing. And Alex Haley was able to take this thing that his grandparents were chanting and trace it back to the very tribe that his great-great-great-grandfather had come from in Africa. And he was able to find the actual tribe, and the tribe had a man there who had this long thing memorized. Anyway, it turned out that his ancestor was in that list of things as being captured by slave traders and brought to this country. And incidentally, the book is more graphic in description of the horrible conditions on the slave ship. It really was bad. The movie didn't describe them as well as the book did. What else? Farrah Fawcett Major's poster continues to be a runaway bestseller. They can't print it fast enough. People want that poster. And it's going all over the world. South America, Europe. People are just wanting and wanting that poster. They can't get enough of that poster. And I can understand that. I've got one myself. Well, this is the Wacky Talk Show. It is 2:11. Good morning. You're on the air.
Last week you were talking about 4th Street House. Could they get more services, more people go to the stores and things?
What do you think?
I think if they took all the sex joints away from downtown, then more people would go. And if they put a dome, they said they were going to spend $1 million, $1 million fixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
If they put a dome and made it inside like Oxmoor is, I think that they would draw the crowd and get rid of all the sex joints and all the winos hanging around from up there. I think the more people would come down. But when you go downtown, you don't know if you're going to get stared at by a man.
I think the downtown, all it has attracting people right now are the sex joints. Don't you think?
Well,
I mean,
it seems like they could put them in another place than in the middle of downtown. You have your nice banks, your golf house, your stofers, and all these nice places. And then you go downtown to shop, and you get all the pool halls.
Well, don't they have a right to be there like anyone else?
Oh, well, yeah, they have a right to be there, but they're saying how can they improve and get better services downtown?
Uh-huh. Well,
you can't do it if you get these old men walking around asking you for a nickel or a dime to support their habit.
As far as the dome goes, though, I think it'd cost a lot more than $1 million to put a dome over the mall.
Well, like, Oxmoor is closed in and it's warm and you don't have to worry about going in and out of the rain or the snow or anything. When you get out there, you know that you can...
That's true. And there's parking out there. Parking out there, too.
Yeah, you have a parking lot. Okay, now downtown they charge you $1.25 to park if you're going to be gone for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be a lady and you want a shop, it's going to take you about 4 hours to find everything that you want.
More than that. You're right. Downtown has terrible problems.
Do you know any other way to improve it?
Any other way to improve it? Well, maybe we can drop a bomb right in the center. No, I don't know, but the thing that downtown has going for it right now is the financial centers that are all down here, and I think it's going to keep the downtown alive, although the stores and stuff may eventually all leave.
Oh, and another thing, what do you think of how are the kids going to make up all these days? They said school was going to be closed.
Yeah, I know. There's a rumor. I don't know how true this is. There's a rumor that eventually school will shift where you'll go in the summer and be out in the winter.
Okay, well, what are they going to do about the graduates?
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'm so glad I graduated from Ames this year.
I guess you are glad to be out.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for calling in this morning. This is Wacky. Hello.
What are you doing?
Just having the talk show, talking about all kinds of stuff.
Well, how do you like the weather?
That seems to be the question of the hour. Weather's fine.
You like it?
I didn't say I liked it. I said it's fine. I tolerate it.
I like to go out sled ride.
Yeah? Well, are you keeping your thermostat down on 65?
Yeah, I'm freezing to death.
Are you? Now, you got to turn it. When you go to bed, you got to turn it lower.
Lower?
Lower.
Why?
We have to conserve. You wrap up in the covers. You can stay warm that way. You got to save as much energy as possible. Otherwise, they'll be shutting down more industries. No one around the area will be able to work at all.
What about the dogs?
What about the dogs? Bring them inside so they don't freeze.
They're inside.
Well, they can stand a little cold weather. They can stand 60, 55 degree temperatures.
I can't.
Well, you bundle up in a blanket.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
Well, you should, really. Turn that thermostat down some more.
Right now?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, hang on.